direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, abbreviated though it is Monday Night Trivia. Now, we have two stragglers, and if you get them, that's great. But if you don't, well, they'll be held over until next Monday, since I'm not 100% sure how many of our regulars are actually still awake and listening. But if that's you, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we've got about 20 minutes to spend together tonight, so let me give you the questions. And the reason you have two, by the way, is because I'm an idiot. No, I didn't realize I had asked one, and then I asked another one, so I said, all right, well, there's two in play. In the last several decades, you hear about women's accomplishments and milestones. Well, the first time a woman did this for a living was the early 1930s. The second one didn't come along until last year. So this is a job, and they were paid to do it. What was the woman doing? So yeah, the 30s and then the early 30s and then not until 2022. What was she paid to do? All right, and it's not the world's oldest profession. It's absolutely legal. You are undoubtedly familiar with this. You've not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many seek it out, more don't care. But the first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s, on the radio, actually, what passed for radio at the time, Marconi Broadcasting and all that. So what is it that was heard and heard to this day all the time? All right, so 888-876-5593. There's your two questions. We will have a bumper stumper, and if you get it, that's terrific. And if you don't, well, that's okay, too. And that's right. And in the meantime, the list, I've gotten some email. What came in on the world's worst hit records? Well, it's all at Raleigh.net, Rolleye.net. You can see the whole list of the top 10 by your votes. And then there was an 11-way tie for number 11 and then a 15-way tie for number 22. And they're all there as voted on by you, over 500 different titles. But I'd say there are thousands of votes. Yeah, well, there had to be, obviously, to come up with a top 10. So that's the deal. Now, one of the things you have requested is that we follow up the world's worst hit records with what I like to think of as your guilty pleasures. Yeah, everybody's got one or more than one. Those songs that you just love but are embarrassed to admit that you even like. Yeah, well, fess up, and we'll do this pretty much through December. And I don't know if we'll come up with a list or not, because I've done this in the past, and it's always by your request, and I'm happy to do it. But people are more likely to vote for what they hate than admit to what they love. So that's just the reality of the deal. Now, what other? Oh yeah, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club comes to order tonight. And here's the deal. You don't have to hate the holidays for this, but if it's ho-ho-hum to you, if it's a time of year that you'd just rather ignore, whether it's the forced frivolity of it all or what have you, or maybe things are going on in your life and you're saying, not now, well, then you remember. We stay away from any frivolity. Well, intentional anyway. I mean, I'm doing the show. It's going to be funny, whether I mean it to be or not. But that said, we won't play any Christmas music, except the ones I love, you know, because I got to play Gee Whiz, It's Christmas, because it's one of my favorite records, Carla Thomas. And you just, you know, you can't play it in July. You know, I know Christmas in July and all that stuff, but trust me, you really can't do that. So I'll get a few of those in. But other than that, I guarantee you it will be Mariah Carey free. That's for sure. All right. So Marlene is in Lombard. She's talking to John right now, and she's going to take a guess on our trivia question. And I'm looking forward to hear what she has to say. Yeah. So, and there's room for you too. 888 876-5593. That is 8888 ROLLYE. So that's the deal there. So other than that, well, there are a number of things going on, truth be known. Tomorrow night, by the way, we have a much smaller interruption. We'll be on after the Blackhawks hockey, and I assume that's going to be about 11 p.m. Central. And then we don't have an interruption again until the following Tuesday, December 5th. Same deal, about 11 p.m. I'll be on right after the Blackhawks. Same for now, wait. Carol is the world's best at show prep, but I'm not 100%. I think I got to look at my calendar because she says Tuesday, December 5th. I think it's Thursday, December 7th is what so they're both on Tuesday on the slip of the. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thursday, December 7th. Good enough. I'll make that Thursday. So that's 11 p.m. Central as well. So 888-876-5593. Let's see what Marlene in Lombard has to say for herself. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you.
So what do you think?
I think that the job is the Secretary of the Treasury.
Oh, I love that. No, it's absolutely not. It's not even remotely that.
Okay. And possibly the other one is the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right either, but that's a very interesting guess.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Marlene. It sounds good to me. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Fine guesses, and I appreciate Marlene's call. I'd love to hear from you, too, right here on WGN Radio.
You'd better stop, yeah, dogging me around. If you don't stop, yeah, I'm gonna put you down. Cause I can't take it much longer. My heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you want me to be your girl, you'd better stop, yeah, dogging me around. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is she? And that's 1965 on the Jetstream label, which was Huey P. Moe's label in Conroe, Texas, outside of Houston. And he had been associated with a number of labels, but that was his. Yes, Jetstream. All right, so who is she? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And there were a number of things I could pick from this woman, but I chose that for some reason. Yeah, of course, Jackie Wilson, most known for it, but everybody and their brother recorded it as well, including Michael Jackson. So it's one of those perennials, but you don't hear a woman doing it too often. All right, but Tommy in Chicago knows exactly who that is. Well, very good. I would expect nothing less. So Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm okay. I called to wish you and John a happy holiday season, but everybody was calling you to wish you one.
Well, the same to you, and for people who don't find it happy, well, that's what we've got the I Hate the Holidays Club for.
All right. You played Gene Knight dogging around.
I did play Gene Knight dogging around, and sadly, you know why I played it.
She died today,
yeah.
Or yesterday, one of them.
Yeah, died Wednesday last week, day before Thanksgiving in in Tampa. She was living in Tampa and 80 years old.
They mentioned New Orleans. Did she ever live there?
Well, she was born there.
Oh, okay.
On January 26th, 1943. And
you would know.
Yeah, well, and she redid a lot of New Orleans stuff as well, and then of course her big hit, Mr. Big Stuff. But she redid "Tain't It the Truth." I almost played that one. And of course, the other thing is she had the answer record to Betty Wright. She's Got Papers on Me at the end of the soliloquy at the end of the Richard Dimples Fields song.
I gotta hear that.
Oh yeah, I think I'll actually play that because it's well, not all of it because it's 4 minutes long, but I'll play some of it because good for her. So yeah, it was a life well lived. That's for sure.
Yeah, 80.
Yeah.
I know you're a big Richard Dimples fan.
Oh, I am. Dimples was my man. I loved him. Just absolutely loved him. And, yeah, so sorry that he died so young.
Yeah, I appreciate you accepting my call. And
absolutely.
Well, you and John are doing well. And just hope Arizona weather is better than what we got. I've got 17 degrees
tonight.
Oh,
I know. Well, it's funny because everybody here is talking about how cold it is, and it's 62. So, So it's all relative. But, you know, I mean, let's face it. Come the summer, we'll have 122, and you'll have a balmy 90. So it'll be better. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, love you, Raleigh. Yeah. Thank you so much taking my call.
Absolutely. And
you have a great night.
You too. I'll have John add you to the listeners list. I'm pretty sure he's got your address.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
have a great
it.
Night, you and John.
You
and
too.
Andrew.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was sad about Gene Knight, and I'll play that. Gene Knight and Premium did that. You got the papers, but I got the man. All right, so we'll tell you about Premium here in a moment. Sadly, he's no longer with us either. But Bali in Illinois, welcome to WGN Radio. Hello, hello. Speak to me. All right. Well, yeah, hello, hello. All right.
Hello.
There you are.
Well, this is Dolly calling.
Uh-huh.
So how are you doing? I enjoy every show you have.
Well, thank you.
And now for your second question.
Yeah.
I think it's Kate Smith singing God Bless America.
in the 1880s, the 1890s, I don't think so, but that's a nice kiss.
No, the second question.
Yeah, that is the second question as far as that. You're not only heard of it, you've heard it. Many people seek it out. More don't care. The first time anyone heard it was the late 1890s.
Oh, Lord. Poor Kate.
Yeah, she's old, but she wasn't that old.
May I give you the song?
Yes. Yes, I want you to do that. What's your guilty pleasure? What are you embarrassed to admit you love?
I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China.
Was that a hit?
I don't know if it was or not.
Oh, yeah. No, they had... I should have emphasized that. They have to be hits. Just like the world's worst hit records. They got to be hits.
Well, it was a hit for all of us.
All right. Well, I'm going to look it up. Maybe it was back in the day. I will look for that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, yeah, I'd like to get you on a slow boat to China. Why not? It sounds like a soothing, a romantic song. Hey, if She's Got Papers on Me can do well, why not? And, of course, I love that record, as you probably well know. And the reason I do so much is the end of it. I mean, it's Dimples, so, of course, I'm going to love it for that anyway. But the end of it, when Betty Wright just goes off. Well, Gene Knight went ahead and put an answer record together. And like I say, I won't play it all because it's over 4 minutes long. But I will tell you that there's another half of this. It's Gene Knight and Premium. And if you're wondering, Premium was an artist. He was a New Orleans guy, born in 1956, and he had a lot of singles, none of them hit, in the late 70s and early 80s. But probably most notable was that album with Gene Knight, Keep It Coming. And that was, You Got the Papers, But I Got the Man was on there. Now, he later moved to L.A., and he had minor parts in a couple of films, Premium Fortenberry III. But he was found dead in Phoenix in 2008, and his 23-year-old godson was charged with his murder. So, sorry to hear that. But when he was in fine form, sing along with Gene Knight, who, of course, is most of this, You Got the Papers and I Got the Man. Somewhere. Let's see. Nothing's happening. Oh, well. Maybe you don't get to hear it. I'm pretty sure you do. There we go.
Hello?
Well, well, well. If it isn't the missus.
Who is this?
I'm that so-called Dizzy Broad you've been talking about. That's who I am. And there's a few things I want you to know.
You got the papers, but I know I got the man. Now you're wanting to buy you out and pay you off. But haven't you realized, girl, that everything is yours? Now I'm calling to tell you what I think you should do about your house, your car, and all those old cheap clothes, too. I ask for your house, you can keep it because he don't need it. And you can take your car because it's too old anyway for us to ride in. And you see those cheap clothes you're talking about? You can take them too because he's dealing in class now, honey, not trash. So you got papers, but I know I got the man. Now you're running your head telling everybody in town you're sending to school. It's not his fault that you let yourself be used, you the fool. I knew you're a poor housekeeper because he told me so. You're a terrible cook, so it wasn't so hard for your man to be took. You done laid around and got big and fat. You lucky girl, that man ever came back. And when he did, it was because of the kid. You have them to thank for those years. Now what you need, girl, is a complete overhaul. Your house, your body, your face and all. You was always too tired to give that man some loving time. Now that's where you fail, girl, and now the man is all mine. Yes, you got the papers, but I know I got the man. And I'm gonna give him all the love he wants whenever he wants it. As long as he wants it.
You can hear the rest of it. That's about a minute and a half of it. But as I say, she goes on for about 4 minutes there. And sadly, Jean Knight no longer with us. And also, sadly, of course, Betty Wright died fairly recently, last couple of years. And I'm hoping that right now Gene and Betty are duking it out on the other side. I think they'd be worthy adversaries as far as soliloquies. So, yeah, rest in peace, Gene Knight. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Mike is in Lindenhurst. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Hello.
Yeah.
I have a guess for the second question.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's the time and temperature or the weather.
Oh, I love both of them, but it's not right.
Okay.
But thanks for trying. Try again next week.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. Yeah, because you'll have a week to think about it unless somebody gets it here in the next 3 minutes or so. All right. So let's see what we have here. Oh, yes, of course, your guilty pleasures. And we'll see if we get enough votes to have any type of a list. Now, it does have to be a hit, just like the world's worst hit records. It's got to be a hit so that everybody else can enjoy what it is that you're embarrassed to admit you like. Now, I can't vote just like I couldn't on the world's worst hit records, but I did admit my guilty pleasure is Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. So if I can say that, you can say anything. Valerie in Warrenville, what you got for me?
Now, you already know my guilty pleasure, my dear.
Ah, all right, I'm ready.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
You like that. Okay.
Yeah.
We were looking for you. We knew we'd find you sooner or later. I knew somebody liked it. You know, you must have bought a lot of copies. All right. So.
I used to be able to sing it.
No.
Opening to ending.
No.
Yeah.
Torture is illegal in just about every civilized country. So, no. All right. Well, very good. That's exactly the spirit of what I'm after. And, you know, I'll make fun of you unmercifully, but at the same time, that's the perfect vote.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Do you have more?
Could I get a second vote?
Oh, but of course. As many as you want.
All right. Stille Nacht.
Say what?
Silent Night in German.
That was not a hit. Hits. They got to be hits.
Okay. Maybe it was a hit in Germany. But
well, yeah, that's right. But we don't care about what was a hit in Germany. We want to know what people here in the States heard and were subjected to over and over. And we always wondered who liked that damn song. And then we found Valerie.
In that case, Seasons in the Sun.
Okay. You like that, do you?
I can roller skate to it.
Uh-huh. I'd like to roller skate over it. All right. All right. What else you got?
Be careful about the crunch and the crack then.
Yeah, boy. It'll be obliterated. What else you got for me?
Let's see.
All right. Well, I'm just
nothing for the moment because my mind is in a movie.
Okay. I'm just about out of time, but I'll be on tomorrow night, an hour after the usual time, 11. So call me back. I appreciate it. All right.
I will do.
Good deal. Nice. All right. So, yeah, it went by very fast. Of course, it was only 20 minutes out. But Bruce and Elwood wanted to guess on something. What you guessing on, Bruce?
Well, I was going to guess the time for the 1890s.
Nope.
Yeah.
You're sounding great, by the way. You're sounding great. Okay. You're sounding like you're back to your old self completely.
You know what? I actually got out and walked around the dollar store today.
All right.
Got out of the car. I'm driving.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good. My guilty pleasure. This was something I wanted to guess the time, and my guilty pleasure is The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
All right.
I love
the two
of
good, good, good. Excellent. All right. Thank you. Call me again soon.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, so that pretty much is it. Apologies to Sherry in Naperville and James on the South Side, but tomorrow night we'll have 2 hours to spend together, and that will be right after the Blackhawk game at 11 o'clock Central. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. Above all of you who called were amazed that anybody did, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Do it again tomorrow night. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.